This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, wonderful friends.
Hi, friends.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Plans, Hope, and a Future. And guess what? We do not have a specific topic in mind, and we're just gonna have a conversation and talk about our previous guests, maybe, and like what we've kind of learned from our prior guests, and I don't know what some of our favorite moments were, but even like where have you? I'll pose this question to you: where have you seen God this week in your life?
Yeah, I just want to say we're just going to wing it because the Lord keeps showing me these birds behind Jen. So just wing it like the birds. We're just going to wing it here. So anyway, I do have some thoughts of what we could talk about today because
just asked you a question.
Oh, you did ask me a question. Well, hold on, Jen. So where have I seen God in my life?
I was like, this wait a minute.
So this week, right? Where have I seen God in my life this week? Is that the question?
That is the question. And that was actually, I mean, when you think about it, when we were planning this podcast, when we, way back in the day, which this should be episode, I think, 42, 43, somewhere in there.
I don't know.
That's one of the things that we wanted to make sure we focused on was where we saw God in the big and the small. And
And honestly, I miss that sometimes a lot about our podcast because I remember like being super intentional throughout the days and the weeks looking for those moments with God. And now that we've kind of got away from that and have had lots of guests, which have been amazing, sometimes I'm not as intentional. And it just makes me sad because, like Michelle said last week, God really is in everything. And I really liked her example of like, he's in, you know, a child's laugh, or he's in a conversation, or, you know, he really is anything in everything. So to not notice those things is like an opportunity of like revelation or a moment with God missed. And so like, I do miss that, and I want to make sure I'm praying about being more intentional and having God's eyes to see those things, because, you know, when you are walking with the Lord for a long time, you kind of become one with him, right? Like the Holy Spirit lives in you and you are this oneness. So sometimes you just flow with the Lord and you don't have or notice those big moments. Like you do become his vessel, if you will, because you are one with him. And so lately I've been just kind of like, maybe just because my relationship's different now in a new mature season or whatever, maybe more immature, who knows? Lord, you know. But it doesn't have these grand moments like, you know, that I've noticed recently. So I couldn't answer that question specifically where I've seen God at this week, because he is in everything and he is in everywhere. But because I haven't been looking intentionally, I will tell you, audience, that I did do Michelle's first class last night that we told you about last week.
Oh, me too.
Jen as well. It was great. Michelle's amazing, and she was an amazing guest. She definitely started, the Promise Challenge, yes. So she definitely started, like, opening that up again in me. And so I think it's really good, and Michelle did a great job at this, by asking some questions. And sometimes if we don't sit down and ask ourselves some questions like, what is the promises of God that he's spoken over your life? You know, not that you forget, or maybe you have forgot because maybe these things were so long ago, but you're not intentional about thinking about those things God's promised you. So I think that's like unleashed something in me last night when I did that class. So I highly, highly recommend you to go to our website, and it was in the show notes last week with Michelle Diuz, but dive into that challenge because it really is like stirring something up inside of me. And hopefully I'm getting more intentional again about seeing those things, because sometimes it's like God is talking. We just need to go back what he said last time.
Right.
And what did he say last? You know, what was that promise? And he's still there waiting. He's wait, like, you know, whenever you're ready, here I am. And so I think there's some time I need to spend in those promises again. And Michelle did a really good job about what those promises could mean. Like, could they be conditional? Like, is this something me and the Lord are going to do together? But of course, I'm not going to give you all of her class here today. But it is something to chew on and think about. So that's where I'm at in processing with the Lord. I do feel like something big is coming. And so hopefully I have like a prettier answer. Like, he showed me a rainbow. He used to show me rainbows all the time, remember? So, you know, things like that. But for right now, it's just processing some things with the Lord.
Yeah,
This
that's
long
good.
answer, sorry.
Yeah, I love how she breaks down the different kinds of promises and how they're promises that are meant for everyone, or promises that were meant to specific people, promises that were made for men to God, covenant promises, and how promises are the same, they equate to the same thing as a prophecy, right? A prophetic word is a promise. And so when she broke it down that way, I was like, oh, we could have even talked about that last week to make that whole concept of prophecy a little more digestible. Because honestly, I've noticed that when I've talked to some people about prophetic words or prophecy, they kind of, you know, I can see the shade going down, because that is it's like eschatology, which is the study of like end times and things that are going to happen in the last days. In people get kind of the shade goes down on them for that too. It's like one of those mysteries they don't think they can understand or get, therefore they kind of don't pursue it. And it's like, well, if you just look at a prophecy as being a promise, that makes it like, oh, well, maybe that's not so spooky out there, you know, hard to get kind of thing.
And I like how she kind of broke it down about, like, you know, if we were to have an intimate relationship with the Lord, then why would we think that he wouldn't talk to us and communicate with us? Like, when do you have an intimate relationship with anyone and you can't communicate with them, right? So, like, and communication can look different in many levels, but communication's communication. You know, there's some way that you're interacting and talking with one another. And so I know that our God is good and he's loving, and he doesn't speak to us just, you know, through the word. Like she said, there he speaks to us all kinds of ways. So I don't know why some of us Christians make things so scary, especially when it comes to the Holy Spirit. Like, these things are in the word. So if you believe in the Bible, don't be scared, you know. But it's real. Deliverance, all these things, they're real. It's real things. It's different than what we go to see that at Sunday church, but honestly, it shouldn't be. You know, if we're teaching the Bible at church, then we should be hearing prophetic words, and you know, it should go, we should be learning about all the things from the Bible, not just the things that fit the box that us Christians have made church to be. So it only is scary because we have made it scary.
Well, and I think too, it's one of those things that some denominations, some groups have like made their whole faith journey about prophecy, or, you know, maybe even eschatology, whatever. Like they focus their walk, their whole following of Christ on those things. And I think all of that stuff has a place. And
Yep.
Our the most important thing as a believer is relationship with Christ.
Yep.
It's a first and foremost, and then how you love your brother and your sister, right? And then everything else, like Jesus said, they hinge on those two commands: love God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and
Amen.
love your neighbor as yourself. Everything else falls on those two. So, but like prophetic words and things like that,
Yeah.
it's got a place. It's
Amen.
not as scary as people would think that it is, but it's not the whole gospel either.
Right. And I think Lisa Schwartz, here we are speaking about past guests. I think she did really a good job about talking about that. Like, we can't just focus all of it on the miracles and, you know, the prophecies and all those things. We can't just be like, you know, on Holy Spirit high, I guess, if you will, all the time. It has to be all the things, you know, it has to be, because wonder if you are having a dry time with the Lord. So you're, you know, you have to dive into the word and other things. It can't just all be miracles and wonders and signs and wonders. You can't have that shallow relationship as well, but it's both, right? Like, it's all the things. So I wish we did all the things at church. And I do understand that there's like deliverance ministries and stuff like that, that it's clear that God has given certain groups of peoples really an anointing for those ministries, just like He's, you know, anointed Jen and I for healing ministries and things like that. That's something we are very passionate about, and really care for certain groups of people who have trauma in the past. But church is hospital, right? So all of these things, loving our neighbor as ourself, if someone needs deliverance and I'm capable of doing it, the most loving thing, if they're welcoming it, of course, the most loving thing I could do for that person would be able to do some deliverance for that person, right? That would be loving them. And we don't need to make that scary, but somehow we have made that scary. I don't know why, just some parts in the Bible. And like you said, you're probably right. I think some groups of people have made it very theatrical. And it doesn't necessarily need to be. It really doesn't.
Well,
You know, it's more for the show sometimes than it is about loving on someone, right?
Yeah, they just make it like a focus, like a soul focus. And it's like, man, relationship is about everything.
Yeah.
Everything, everything, everything. And yeah, it's interesting stuff, but it's got its place. So, but yeah, I really enjoyed doing the promise challenge, or doing it right now, actually, the promise challenge
Yeah.
that Michelle Dews has out there. And it's funny, I just feel like it's married so well with Lisa Schwartz.
Yeah.
It's so funny that they both are talking about prophetic words and, you know, moving in the spirit and yeah,
Yeah.
just all the stuff. So.
Yeah, we've had some cool guests.
Yeah,
It's just been awesome.
And then you think about Michelle Smith and then Courtney Walton, who both of them really, when you think about what they were talking about, is really about loving your brother or your sister, right? So Michelle Smith's ministry was really about, you know, families of the incarcerated and meeting them where they are and helping them with their needs. And you know, Courtney Walton was talking about with Undivided and how, you know, racial reconciliation, loving each other as brothers and sisters and seeing our differences, as like, benefits to us both and embracing our differences and loving each other in those differences and yeah, just all the stuff.
And Courtney, healing the brain. How can you love your brother? Like, that is the most awesomest way to love your brother, is healing something so deep in the brain. Talk about real change, right? Like, not just shallow change for a second. And if you get into that brain, And you can change the way people literally think and operate and generational stuff. Oh my word. That's life-changing
I'm
healing.
telling you. I'm telling you. I love the whole thought of epigenetics and how it explains in a biological way what trauma can do to you and how you can pass that on to your children. And I said it during the time when we interviewed her, but the first time I ever heard anything about epigenetics, I was like, duh, the light just really came on for me. And it was like, wow, this just makes so much sense now. And science was explaining something that the Bible had already been talking about, but didn't explain, but said it was there. Do you know what I mean? About the generational curses and how that happens. And yeah, just fascinating stuff. I mean, just some mind-blowing stuff.
I feel like we can all see that in our own family line too, like, it's so crazy to the core of your being, like how, especially when you become an adult, you're like find yourself like starting to act like one of your parents maybe or something like you're, that, and you're like, where did that come from? Like, you never thought you would have that fear they had or do that the way they did it or whatever else. And it's like so ingrained so deeply in you. And it does. It takes a long time to change those things and form your own opinions, right? Like, even down to the, political level. Like I purposely do not share my the way I vote to my kids on purpose because I want them to become adults and voting citizens that form their own opinion because it's what they decide. And so I obviously know how my parents vote. And every time I go to vote, I think, am I voting this way because it's the only way I've ever known? Or does this really line up with my thoughts and my beliefs and those things? So, like, still at 42 years old, I'm examining those things, So I see how important it is, like, my kids fight all the time, like, you voted for Joe Biden, Mom. You voted for Donald Trump. Like they'll go back and forth and they have no clue because I don't tell them. I really try to just educate them and just stay very like shallow with any of my beliefs because I want them to form their own opinion about it. Like I want them to, because I never study politics are not, my passion, and that's totally fine. But I never studied up on different politics. I just voted for what I believed lined up with my beliefs, and probably because of my parents. But if doing it this way, my hopes, my kids, because your vote really does make a difference, that my kids really do have to go out and form their own opinion. Like, they can't do what I did, right? Like, because they don't know. So that's my thought behind it. It's an experiment. We'll see if it works. So I hope they all vote differently. That would be amazing to me because they're humans and individuals and they have different thoughts and personalities and belief systems. And that's the way the Lord has created us. And that's a beautiful thing.
That's good though. That's really good. 'Cause when you're little, honestly, you get all your identity from your parents. And that's half the reason why kids get so wounded by things that their parents do, because their parents are like, they're it. So when you're talking to your kiddos about which way you voted and who's the better person, and man, kids are like sponges. They hear everything you say, they watch everything you do. And whether you think you're preaching to them or not, or teaching them, are by everything you do and everything you say.
I have friends whose kids are already the same exact way that line up with their parents' political beliefs, and they're just little kids, my kids' age. And so that goes to show you they're not forming their own opinions. They're not going on the internet and searching out, about the different politicians. They're just lining up with their parents' beliefs, which is what we have done, right? And so I really do hope that my kids all vote differently and actually have, like, I'm not holding their hand, like they have to study up and form their own decisions. So
yeah, hopefully they'll take something like what is it, political science, and they'll just understand about politics and stuff like that and form their own opinions. They're so young right now that just in some ways kind of hurts my heart, because it's like, oh my goodness, you're a kiddo. Just enjoy being a kiddo.
Yeah.
All this adult stuff is going to come later. Like, you got so much stuff to worry about later. Just be a kiddo and, you know, enjoy running barefoot through your yard and, you know, eating watermelon in the summertime and, you know, all the things that make childhood fun, you know.
Yeah.
My few happy memories, honestly, are from like playing in the creek in the behind the barn, catching salamanders and crawdads, and, you know, just being outside and being a kiddo. Like, we had no concept of politics and all those things, right? So
I know.
It's
well, I'm
insane.
so yeah, I'm blessed that God like has made me not really care about that. And the fact that I have a relationship with the Father, and I do truly look at the Father is also the King. And really, he sits on the throne and he's got this, like, regardless of what any of these Yahoos do. Say that in the kindest way possible, but they're all a hot mess, you know, like, they're all these humans that are hot messes trying to do the best they can do. And he's sitting on the throne, so he's got it, you know. So,
well, and I do want to say one thing that I find so very, very interesting about politics is, doesn't matter which party gets in, you know, you will have, I have known believers that will be so like against, like, say it's a party they're not for, whether it's Democrat or Republican, and they will be against them as being ungodly and this isn't right, and they'll lobby and they'll be, you know, just so hard about it, which I understand if you don't like someone in politics or you don't like what they believe, I get that. But the scripture talks about that God allows kings to be in their role. Like, if someone has been elected to an office, they didn't trick God. They didn't like fly under the radar. They didn't like jump out of a closet and surprise God and say, look, I won the election. Like,
although we think they might have, but they didn't.
But do you know what I'm saying? I say all that to say that we as believers are called to pray for our leaders. We're called to pray for them because for whatever reason, we don't know everything that God knows. We can't think as high as he can think. But if he has allowed certain people in office or things occur, he is not unaware.
Right. Well, we can look back in biblical days. Talk about some cray cray yahoos of kings.
Right.
You know, that sat on the throne that the Lord allowed. Holy moly.
Right. He gave them free will, and he is still sovereign. Like, we can really get into some heavy theological discussion about the sovereignty of God, but ultimately God is in control, and things occur with his knowledge. Like, he knows. Knew Joe Biden was going to get elected president. He knew that Donald Trump was going to be elected president, or Clinton, or whoever it is. And my responsibility as a believer is I am to love my enemies. So if you're someone who sees people in a different political party as an enemy, you are called to love them. You are commanded to love them. And it says to pray for your leaders. Pray for them.
Yeah, even when it's hard.
Even when it's hard, yes.
I promise you that I've done that with many people, like, not only politicians, but people that I've been struggling with on a personal level. And it really does soften your heart. It takes some time, but if you continually pray for someone who you really don't like, that's your enemy, it really does soften your heart towards them, because I feel like God starts giving you his heart for that person.
Yeah.
And it's really a beautiful thing, because the cool thing about that is it heals your heart too.
Amen.
You know, it heals the bitterness and yuck that you're carrying in your heart. So there's a reason he says that, because it's not only good for them, but it's really good for you.
Yeah.
It's like medicine for your heart.
Amen.
So if your heart's hurting and you're feeling a lot of pain, start praying for your enemies. I'm telling you, it's good stuff.
There's a book called The 2 Minute, 2 Minute Blessing.
Blessing. Yeah.
And that is a great book. Really great book, but it deals with a lot of that, like praying blessings over your enemies.
Yeah.
And how that is very transformative, not just for you as the prayer, but for them as well. And so I just wanted to point that out, because I hear so many believers just dehumanize people
yeah.
in an opposing party. They talk really badly about them. They say
yeah.
ugly names about them, all the stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like that's not what God has called us to do.
Right. Right. And if you are passionate about like a subject like abortion or something like that, by all means, use your voice.
Right.
You know, like God has given you a voice, but your voice isn't going to carry if you're just dogging on the other party or the person. Speak about your passion, speak out, sign petitions, go march, do a peaceful march.
Right.
All those things are beautiful. Like God has put that passion in your heart for a reason. I believe that. You know, like maybe that's your light to carry. And so I am all for a peaceful protest and using your voice, because that's
Me
your
too.
God-given free will right, right? So
Right.
use it, but don't destroy another just you know, for your cause. There, it's
Right.
not gonna help anything.
Dehumanizing them, calling them names, all of this stuff. And yes, totally vote your convictions and your heart.
Yeah.
But when it comes to loving your fellow man and what the scripture has commanded us to do, and if that's clashing with how you politically then respond to other people, I would really take a look at that. Like,
yeah,
what in you makes you want to hate another person?
Yeah.
Even if you know they're wrong, mind you, even
right.
if you know their stance is wrong, even if you know they're, I don't know, some really horrible person, you lead with love, like God has told you to lead. I mean, that God can do great things. God can
Yeah.
just do great things, and you're pleasing your Father, right?
Amen.
So,
yeah, because that's one of his children, right? So,
right.
yeah. So let's not call God a bad creator, because that's a wonderful child he created. And there's been times in the past, and I'm not going to say how far back, because I really don't like talking about how I vote, because people just assume certain things about you when you say that.
Yeah,
But
you don't have to share how you voted.
Right.
Sure. I don't want to know.
but there's been times in the past where I couldn't vote for certain people because of my trauma past.
Right.
I was reacting to that. So I couldn't, I knew, because, you know, dealing with trauma, I couldn't discern how to properly vote for a person. So I exercised the right not to vote in that situation, because I wasn't voting with a clear mind. You know, I was, again, unhealed trauma. We have to deal with it, because it starts being our indicator. And I was, you know, far enough along in my healing journey that I was very aware that, okay, I couldn't come to any good conclusion on my own because of the trauma that was still undealt with. So,
but I think that's okay. That's different.
Yeah.
It's a very nuanced issue, but what you did is different than if you were to belittle or tear down, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Just dehumanize the other person just because you don't agree with them. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh boy,
hard
we
stuff. We really
we
went from one end to the other, didn't we? How about that? Politics and religion, all in one
the two
podcast.
subjects you're not supposed to talk about.
Right, that's the title, Jen. I was just going to tell
The
you. That's
two average.
the
But it's true. I mean,
Yeah.
because they're polarizing issues, and
Yeah.
if you can't get to what the real issue is,
Yeah.
then yeah, you're gonna hit all this other stuff, all
And
the
honestly, I'm going to
politics.
say the reason that we're not supposed to talk about those things is because they're so divisive. So I think there is a tasteful and loving way to talk about those things. And I think we just did that. You
Yeah.
know, it's loving your neighbor. Like I have tons of friends and family that vote one way, tons of friends and family that vote the other way. And I still love them. And that's what we're supposed to do. Just
Amen.
love and respect one another, folks. Then we can talk about these things, you know, just, you know, this is what they believe and this is how they vote. It's not who they are and who God made them to be. It's not their identity. So love one another.
And you can disagree with them and love them. You can not support their politics and love them.
Amen.
You can,
Yeah.
you, yeah, there is a way.
There is a way. I do it all the time, every day of my life. And it's beautiful. I really do think it's beautiful. And I love how God created us all differently. So it's beautiful and interesting and exciting. And it's a beautiful world if you see it through those eyes.
Ooh, amen. And I always want to.
Yes,
Man,
me too.
I always want to be chasing after God in his heart. I mean, just whew, he's such a good dad. He's such a
Yeah.
good dad. And I'm just so grateful that he's our dad, that he's our God, that he wrote our names in the book, before the foundations of the world, and
Yeah.
all the
And that
things
he's
like.
exciting and he's interesting, and we're not all just walking around like robots. Like, what a beautiful creator he is. Like, it's like Joseph in the coat of many colors. There is so many colors in this world and the kingdom, you know, that we can't even imagine. And it's just such a beautiful place we live in. But sometimes we forget that when we just argue and argue about all the things. So stop it, folks.
Stop
Stop doing it. Stop it right now. That's my mom voice. Y'all hear me? Stop it.
Don't make me come back there.
Yeah, don't make me pull this car over. I'm telling you right now, if I one
So
maybe
funny.
they're listening to me.
Oh my goodness. Everybody in their cars are like, what?
I know. That's
What
what I
is
did. I'm
happening?
like, oh my gosh, Mom, stop. I'll be good.
It's so good. Well, folks, on that funny little note, we're gonna wrap this up.
Yeah.
It was our podcast that had no subject and ended up being the two things you shouldn't talk about.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, until next time, folks.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2023, Parable Road, LLC.